From runasradio.com, you're listening to Run As Radio, the internet audio talk show for IT professionals with Richard Campbell. This is Brandon Wen announcing show number 646, Windows Admin Center with guest Haley Rowland, recorded Thursday, May 30th, 2019. Run As Radio is produced each week by Sound Thoughts LLC. For more information, visit soundthoughtsllc.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/runasradio.
Thank you, Brandon. This is Richard Campbell, and thanks for listening to Run As Radio. My guest today is Haley Rowland, and Haley is the program manager on the Server Management Experience team at Microsoft, where she brings her passion for creating delightful and intuitive user interfaces to her work on Windows Admin Center. Particularly, she focuses on empowering teams to leverage cloud services to modernize their on-premise servers environments. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Richard. It's great to be here.
I've got Windows Admin Center set up, but I don't know when it first came along.
You know, it's actually quite new. We only released to the general public about a year ago, last April. So Windows Admin Center is pretty hot off the presses, but it's gotten really great traction. We're seeing a lot of people using it. We already have over 2 million servers under management with Windows Admin Center.
But nobody misses MMC?
Well, you know, they're seeing all the kind of ease and simplicity that you get from Windows Admin Center. And though, you know, we're not quite at parity with all the functionality that you get from MMC and those inbox tools, Windows Admin Center is providing that great alternative and kind of the future of remote server management, making it really easy to have a single pane of glass and a user experience that's really transferable and easy to learn.
Well, and is it actually a web tool? Is this at a PWA?
So it is a browser-based tool. So you install it locally, either on your Windows 10 machine or on a Windows Server 2016 or 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can use that to manage servers all the way down to 2008 R2 with a limited subset of functionality. But we support 2012 and above with all the capabilities that we build into the tool.
And what do I need to have set up on a server for WinAdmin Center to talk to it?
Nothing. It's agentless. It's all doing a PowerShell and WMI under the hood. So it's you just install it and you're up in minutes and ready to start managing your servers. It's that easy.
Okay. It's no permissions required on the server or anything like that?
So it just uses your default Windows credentials. So
okay,
if you have admin access on the server, like if you were able to establish a remote PowerShell session with that server, then you can manage it with Windows Admin Center.
All right. That's cool. What am I poking at? You do need to have PowerShell 5 or better.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah,
so if you're trying to manage those downloadable servers, you'll have to update to PowerShell 5.
Just get PowerShell 5. But that's about mm-hmm. it, really.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And then have credentials. So is it everything? Does it cover all of the stuff I would normally get out of a snap-in?
Yeah. So, you know, we have all those kind of expected inbox tools from, you know, registry editor to certificate manager, et cetera, et cetera. We're starting to build in more of those server role capabilities. So things like Active Directory or DNS. We're actually working on IIS right now. So you'll start to see more of those kinds of roles coming online in the future months.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's still more stuff to add. Now, is this really for servers on premises or is there other things I could administer?
Yeah. So basically wherever you're running a Windows Server instance, you can use Admin Center to manage it. We're primarily focusing on that on-premise server environment audience, just because, you know, traditionally you've only had really MMCs and those inbox tools to manage your servers.
Right.
But like I said, you can really use this to manage servers anywhere. But the value that we do bring for the on-premises server audience is the ability to integrate with some of the Azure hybrid services.
Azure hybrid services like?
Yeah, great question. So there's a kind of a variety of those. Definitely some of the key ones that we see users especially using in those on-premise environments is for stuff like disaster recovery and backup. So integrating with Azure Site Recovery and Azure Backup.
Right.
And then, of course, being able to monitor and manage the security of your environment using the power of Azure. So we've integrated with Azure Monitor, Azure Update Management, and soon we'll be adding in support for Azure Security Center so that you can get that centralized management and security that Azure provides and extend that into your on-premise environment.
So I don't have to go to the portal then for all of this?
To the Azure portal? No, you can actually set it up from Windows Admin Center.
Okay.
With this really easy, streamlined experience. So like, let me step back for a second.
Sure.
One of the, I think, main problems a lot of people have in the on-premise world is, you know, they're interested in getting into the cloud, but they're not really sure where to start or what services Azure provides that will bring value to their on-premise environments. Because you go into the Azure portal and there's hundreds of services and they do all sorts of different things. Some which are really great for, you know, cloud users, and some which actually bring value to hybrid, but it's not always obvious where to start and what to do. So what we try to do with Windows Admin Center is bring those services that bring the hybrid value up to the forefront and make it really contextual and easy to understand. So if you're in, for example, the virtual machines tool, managing your virtual machines, we'll let you know that, hey, you could actually replicate these workloads that are running on these virtual machines into Azure and set up a disaster recovery plan right there. And then all you need to do is provide, you know, your Azure subscription details, you know, log in there, and then provide some names of resources that you want to use. And then Windows Admin Center will actually go install the agent that you need, set up all the Azure services that are required for that service, and establish that trust relationship between your server and the Azure cloud, so that you can start using those solutions right from within Windows Admin Center.
So the fact that you're able to use Windows Admin to talk to a server and then use Windows Admin to talk to your cloud products means it'll figure out the rest in terms of actually making those hybrid services work. Because that is can be a real pain in the butt.
Exactly. It's rather than having to go into the Azure portal and find some download and install it and then go through all the kind of agent setup flow, we'll take care of all of that and really reduce it into a single click to deploy that. So it's really simplifying the experience and getting you up and running much
Absolutely.
More quickly and much more effectively. And we're, you know, using smart defaults and all that goodness so that users don't have to worry about, did I do this right? Because Windows Admin Center is doing it all for them.
Right. But I also like that making the relationship between products for me too, because I don't know if you've opened the portal lately. There's a lot of stuff there.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it can just the idea that this is the right backup tool. These are the backup tools that will work with these on-premises VMs. That alone may, you know, reduces my stress level. It's like, because I'm looking at all these backup products, you're like, which one do I want?
Right. Yeah. And so with Azure Backup, you get, you know, it, rather than having to set up your own sort of backup solution, whether that's, you know, another site that you might have mm-hmm. or another, you know, third-party backup solution, you can know that you're using Microsoft's trusted Azure backup solution
right.
and have that durability set up for you.
Where do I get Windows Admin Center?
So it's quite easy. You just go to aka.ms/Windows Admin Center, and that will take you to kind of our landing page where you can actually just download Windows Admin Center straight onto your Windows 10 PC, or you know, download it and then install on a Windows server.
And it, and this is just a doc page, but it has the download on it. What exactly mm-hmm. am I downloading at that point? Because it just looks like it's coming from a browser.
Yeah, it's just an MSI. So you're just going to run that MSI and it'll go ahead and install everything. It's super lightweight, installs in just minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
And pretty quick, just sort of appears. Am I going to use this for managing workstations as well?
Do you mean managing Windows 10 clients?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's definitely not, you know, the main focus of Windows Admin Center, mm-hmm. but because, you know, Windows Server and Windows Client, Windows 10 share a lot of the same inbox MMCs, we actually get a lot of the functionality that we built into Windows Admin Center for free on Windows PC. So we just make that available. So you can connect to and manage a Windows 10 PC with a lot of the same tools that you would find for managing servers.
Right. I mean, you don't have a lot of the same tasks per se, but certainly there's some things you can do there. What about the Active Directory related stuff, GPOs, that sort of thing?
Yeah. So we're actually just adding in an Active Directory tool into Windows Admin Center. So you can do things like, search for users and browse the domain and whatnot.
Right.
But, you know, Active Directory is such a big tool and there's so much functionality that we could go build into it. So we, something kind of a philosophy of Windows Admin Center is to really, you know, listen to our customers and, mm-hmm. and the functionality that they're asking for and build that first, so that we can kind of give users the functionality that they need now and continue building out to reach more of that parity with the old products, with the legacy tools. So in the case of Active Directory, because it is such a huge, wide array of functionality, mm-hmm. we're starting with kind of the basics and then letting our customers tell us, you know, this is what you're missing. And so then we'll go build that out as we hear more feedback.
You're not just going to try and build everything that is in Active Directory, because there's lots of nooks and crannies in there that I don't know how many people are using them.
Exactly. Yeah. We want to make sure that we're hitting kind of the majority of cases, but, you know, not wasting our resources to go build something that no one's going to use. Like, right. we have no intention of ever going to rebuild fax server role in Windows Admin Center. Sorry, but you're not going to see it.
Are you sure? You really sure, Haley? You say that very confidently. Some of us love our fax servers, just so you know.
Yeah, well, you know, if customers tell me otherwise, I'm happy to go spec that out.
You're willing to be persuaded. Okay. But I totally get this idea that the number one thing is this hybrid relationship is, you know, figuring out my relationship between what I have on premises and what I have in the cloud and where those things should be connecting if they aren't already connecting. So that I'm glad you're focusing on that, because I think that's a pain point a lot of folks have.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, it gets more and more confusing as you have, you know, different portals to go, you know, manage your cloud product X and, mm-hmm. You know, your on-prem product Y. So we're trying to bring that more into a unified experience. And you'll kind of see, can't really talk too much about it, but we're working towards making those experiences even more kind of continuous. But one thing I will say that's in the product today in Windows Admin Center is that once you set up any of these Azure services through Windows Admin Center, or even if you don't set them up in Windows Admin Center, but you have them set up on a server that you're managing with Windows Admin Center,
right.
You'll be able to see kind of intelligent hyperlinks within Windows Admin Center that'll take you right into the Azure portal, into that resource that is connected for that service. So for example, say I'm using Azure Backup. If I go into the backup tool of Admin Center, I'll get some kind of basic details about the status of my backup, but I'll also have that intelligent hyperlink that will take me into the Azure resource, which is called the Recovery Services Vault.
Right.
So that I can kind of go seamlessly between Windows Admin Center and the Azure portal and not, you know, have to navigate through the Azure portal to find the exact thing that I'm looking for that connects to this server. So we're trying to provide more of that continuity in that way.
Because you end up with two browser windows open, one looking at what you're doing on your client on your on-prem stuff, and one looking at your cloud stuff, and trying to keep them connected together.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. But being a browser-based product, it makes it pretty easy just to open a new tab, and then bam, you're in Azure managing the thing that you wanted to manage with all the bells and whistles that Azure provides.
Well, and again, just drilling through the portal. Like, if you can skip that drill through the portal for me and just take me to that's the piece I want to look at related to the thing we were just working on. Well, you know, bill paid. Thanks so much. By the way, I like the price of WinAdmin Center.
Yeah. Comes free or comes included with your Windows Server license. So,
right.
Yeah. A lot of customers really love that.
Yeah. It's hard to argue with that one. That's pretty darn convenient in that respect.
Yeah.
And if I don't like it, you'll give me back all the money I paid for it too.
Exactly. But we hope that you like it.
Yeah. No kidding. But I, you know, taking on replacing all the management console stuff is not an easy task. And do you see us just retiring MMCs in the long run on this?
You know, it's hard to say, just because there are so many other third-party products that depend on MMC functionality.
Yep.
And like we have discussed, there are so many kind of nooks and crannies of the legacy MMC tools. So, you know, I think the long-term vision is that Windows Admin Center becomes your default management experience. But whether or not we actually rip out the MMCs, we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, rip out is always a scary thing to say, too.
Exactly.
Right? Like, it's like, yeah. My experience with Microsoft is they don't take away things once given, but, and, you know, there's no energy going into them. You know, they're just not as important. They're still going to be maintained and be patched and so forth. Actually, retiring exactly. stuff seems pretty rare. But I think about all the little things like DHCP and DNS, like those are not complicated tools. They're just another thing you have to remember to install when you're configuring a workstation that's going to do administration.
Right. And with Windows Admin Center, it's really easy to install these. So basically, Windows Admin Center is built as an extensible kind of system. So mm-hmm. each of our tools that you see are separate extensions. And so third parties can also build their extensions available for download and installation. So stuff that or new extensions that we're building out in Admin Center will release through the Windows Admin Center public feed. And then you can go into the extensions under settings and install those preview extensions and try them out. Or if, you know, you realize that there's a tool that you don't want anyone on your Windows Admin Center gateway using,
right.
you can actually uninstall that tool and it just won't show up for users. But it's really easy to get it back. You just go back to the extensions and reinstall it if you wish. But in that way, you're able to find, you know, both the functionality that Windows or that Microsoft is continuing to build in kind of the preview state. And as we, you know, build more functionality and release it as generally available. But then also you can find extensions that our third-party partners have built, such as like hardware vendors. For example, Lenovo has a great set of extensions. And those can really augment what Microsoft can provide by giving those kind of deeper hardware capabilities. And then we also have extensions built out by some independent software vendors that integrate with other products. For example, Squared Up, for example, has mm-hmm. a integration with SCOM, with System Center Operations Manager. So if that's something that you're using, you can install their extension and get additional visibility and functionality in Windows Admin Center without even having to leave Admin Center.
Nice. I'm going to interrupt you for one moment for this very important message. This episode of Run As Radio is brought to you by the Humanitarian Toolbox. Humanitarian Toolbox builds open source software for disaster relief organizations. One of the leading projects, called Already, focuses on getting volunteers into the right place at the right time using cloud and mobile technology. HTBox builds and operates this and other applications on behalf of a variety of disaster response organizations, and they need your help. Go to htbox.org for more information or to make a tax-deductible donation. HTBox is a 501c3 U.S. registered charity. And we're back. It's Run As Radio. I'm Richard Campbell. This is Haley Rowland, and we're talking about Windows Admin Center. And so there are some third-party companies now building extensions for this. Where do you find those third-party extensions?
So if you go into the settings of Windows Admin Center, mm-hmm. There'll be a tab on the left that says Extensions. And if you click on that, you'll see Windows Microsoft curated feed where we publish both the Microsoft extensions as well as some of our third-party partners. So you kind of get that by default. If you're internet connected, you'll see all those extensions. And then as we continue to update the feed, they'll just show up there. And then we also have kind of some in-product notifications if you're using one of those extensions, if an update is available. Because in that way, we're able to release extensions at a more rapid cadence and release new functionality at a more rapid cadence than the platform itself.
Nice.
Although we are releasing Windows Admin Center on a pretty regular cadence, we're trying to align to the Windows Server semi-annual channel releases, so about twice annually, but we go out with insider previews about monthly.
Excellent. And of course, that's the advantage of cloud, right? And we're just going to get the new bits automatically pretty much. Or do we have to go through much of an install process on our end?
No, I mean, you do have to go into the extension manager and click update or install those things, but you don't have to go scounge around from on the web for them. They'll just appear in Windows Admin Center.
Nice.
And then installation just takes basically seconds.
And before the break, you mentioned SCOM, which was already on my mind, not from the third-party extension point of view, although that's very cool. But if mm-hmm. I'm using, you know, Operations Manager and all of the whole System Center suite of tools, how does it relate to Windows Admin Center?
That's a great question and one that we get quite often, actually. So System Center still serves a great purpose in terms of managing your on-premise or hybrid data center at scale mm-hmm. for things that you need, kind of bare metal deployments, at scale monitoring, et cetera. And Windows Admin Center is really meant for that single server or single cluster troubleshooting, configuration, and maintenance scenario. So when you're really trying to drill in, System Center kind of gives you that more broad data scale or data center scale view, and Windows Admin Center really allows you to drill in and get into the nitty gritty and, you know, really look at, you know, the registry or the certificates.
Right.
Whereas System Center is going to give you more of that, like I said, large scale and more of that kind of heavy lifting type of stuff for deployment. But you know what we are doing for people that might not have System Center, but still want to get that centralized monitoring and management experience is the integration that we build in with some of the Azure management tools. Like I mentioned at the outset, Update Management, Monitor, and Security Center. So if you're not using System Center, you can onboard your machines into those solutions. Mm-hmm. And then from the Azure portal, you get that centralized monitoring and management experience.
Nice. And so, but it does seem like there's still capabilities that SCOM's got that are unique to SCOM that, at least for now, Windows Admin Center is not going to have.
Right. I mean, Admin Center is not built as a monitoring solution in any sense because mm-hmm. it is, you know, just running PowerShell and WMI over WinRM when you're connecting to a server. So it's not polling servers and collecting, you know, the monitoring data. It's really just, as you connect to a server, it's running the PowerShell under the hood and right. giving you that a beautiful UI layer on top of that mm-hmm. so that you can really see and use that data quickly.
But it strikes me that most of the time with the Win-Admin Center, it's because you're off to do stuff more than you are looking at overall health.
Right. You're really doing that troubleshooting or configuration or maintenance for a single server, a single mm-hmm. cluster.
Yeah. That's just the way it's designed to work. So that's the way you're going to think about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, it makes sense that that's sort of the relationship there. And certainly its strength of reaching into the cloud is sort of the more fascinating bits. What are we looking at next with this? So obviously you want folks to take this out for a spin. How do they give you feedback?
That's a great question. We have a really active user voice community, which you can get to from that aka.ms/Windows Admin Center site that I mentioned earlier. But we're also active on Twitter as well at Server Management, but that's spelled Server MGMT.
Right. Management? Okay. Management. I get it. Well, you're not the only server management in the world, so it's I could say it's still a pretty good handle, actually.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun posting on there. So, you know, if you follow us on Twitter, you'll hear about our new updates and whatnot. And then if you, you know, check out that our homepage, the Windows Admin Center page, you'll learn about any new releases that we put out.
And do you find folks that are literally tweeting you questions about it and you know, sort of conversing back and forth?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, if they do have a more, I don't know, if they have a more formal request, we ask them to go put it in that user voice because that's right. really where we try to track things. And it also helps us quantify, you know, whether users want this feature over, you know, Y feature. So
because I guess the big really thing is you have that whole voting engine in user voice so that you can.
Exactly. And that really helps us curate. So if you watch any of our kind of public presentations, whether that's at Ignite or in other locations, you'll see that we're constantly kind of knocking out features in that top 10 requested list. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at it heavily. Of course, it's just one data point. There are other, you know, fish to fry, but it's definitely an important one.
Well, and just because it's an entry in user voice doesn't mean it's easy to solve either, right?
Exactly.
I'm sure there's a few monsters in there that just happens. But one of the things I like about these new deployment models is often you can see something bubble up to the top 10 list. And within a month, there's a version of it out in, you know, for you to play with. And that I find it really extraordinary that you guys can be as responsive as you are.
Yeah, it's part of the beauty of Admin Center and, you know, being built on something like PowerShell. It's a lot of the scripting already exists there. So we're mm-hmm. just building that UI on top of it to really light up that functionality and make it usable and easy. Of course, there's a bunch of design and research that has to go into every interface that you're seeing there, but you know, we can be pretty agile with it since we are, you know, more of a platform or turning into more of a platform team, and we can work with, you know, our other internal Microsoft teams to build out their extensions as well.
And are you mostly spitting out PowerShell underneath? Is that really what this is? In the end, a wrapper over PowerShell?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's really
just
interesting.
Another layer on top of that. So.
Well, and one would argue where you can't do something that people want in PowerShell, that's a hole in PowerShell.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and so anything that you can't do in Windows Admin Center, we actually have a PowerShell console in Windows Admin Center.
Right.
So you really never have to leave it. And for anything that, you know, you really needed to go into the server itself and maybe you have some legacy tool that's, or a legacy application that's running on that server. It's really easy because we have a remote desktop web client built into Windows Admin Center. So that's another tool that you can use kind of for anything that Windows Admin Center doesn't yet support, or, you know, doesn't make sense for us to support.
Yeah, I thought we were supposed to move away from RDP.
Yeah, I mean, with Windows Admin Center, it makes it easy to do that. And if you, you know, want your users in your environment not to use RDP, go and install the extension and it won't show up. Yeah.
Right, right. So it is just an extension. It's just a question of, are you in a place where you really don't need to poke into any given machine with RDP anymore? But
yeah, hopefully the answer is yes, but
I think rarely the
old habits die hard.
Well, I think that's part of it. Learning how to do all the things you need to do, via, not using RDP, like none of those things are that simple, but it is an interesting,
yeah,
it is a worthy goal.
Right. And, you know, we're trying to make it easier to have that transition and move into using the more modern tool set, by giving you those kind of training wheels within Windows Admin Center.
Sure.
So hopefully you can take them off and eventually start running just with Admin Center.
Well, in a way, you've sort of built a GUI for PowerShell here, right?
Exactly, yeah.
For particular PowerShell-related tasks, anyway. Well, let's think about some crazy things. I mean, I know it's called Windows Admin Center, but if I put PowerShell on a Linux box, couldn't I administer it?
Yeah, I mean, people have definitely asked us about that, and there's nothing, you know, stopping, you know, someone from the community from building a Linux extension to manage Linux endpoints. And that's something that, you know, we're thinking about, but I don't think I'll say any more on that for now.
Well, is the WinAdmin Center project an open source project?
So we do have an SDK that allows you to build your own extensions.
Okay.
And then if you kind of get back in touch with us, we can post or publish your extension onto our public feed so that all the Windows Admin Center users will see it just in their extension feed.
So the Admin Center itself is not an open source project, but the SDK
right.
is.
But the SDK is available for right. for use.
And I don't know many IT folks are likely to leap into that, but they might, you know, might be some dev people they want to work with at making specific extensions or even taking on a particular style. In the end, all you're doing is spitting out PowerShell. This SDK part is really about plugging into the admin console.
Right. And our SDK has pretty extensive documentation and really great examples. So it's not hopefully all that difficult to put some kind of really basic UI on top of scripts that your environment might use commonly that you just want to share across a bunch of IT personnel in the organization. And you can even, you don't have to publish through our public feed, you can actually host your extension in a private share and then import that as a feed into Windows Admin Center so that it can be shared, you know, just internally within your company.
Interesting. Yeah. So you could, there is a way for me to add private extensions that I want to and just keep that in my own fork, work the way I want to work.
Right.
Wow. I'm blown away. I mean, I'd already poked around with WinAdmin Center. I thought I had a clue on it, but I like the philosophy. I really appreciate you trying to make it easier for me to relate my on-premises and Azure stuff together and just more with, what was the line that Scott Guthrie used? Falling into the pit of success, that our easiest path forward is writing commands in PowerShell, even if they're done through this particular interface.
Yeah. And one thing I'll also mention is, we try to be quite transparent with what we're doing under the hood. And we also have this feature called view script, and it's a little button in the top corner. So any tool that you're in Windows Admin Center, if you click that, you can see all the different PowerShell scripts that are connected to all the buttons that you might press in Admin Center. So you could actually go use that and do your own automation if you wished.
Nice. So I don't have to keep going to Windows Admin Center to do a particular task. I can take the script and just script it.
Yeah, if you so chose, for sure.
Well, it makes perfect sense. And I remember the IIS client doing this ages ago, where eventually they rebuilt the whole MMC plugin over top of PowerShell, essentially. But you could always get it would always spit out the script to you. That's a few years ago. I must be old. Anyway, more of that. That if this is a task you've done more than once, even through Admin Center, you probably should script it.
Yeah. And that's where, you know, those larger scale kind of System Center or or even stuff that you could do from like Azure Automation. You could do that scripting at scale.
And there is PowerShell into Azure too. So
true.
Just got to learn how to use it. And this seems like a great way to learn all of that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we want to help users that are using Admin Center to start to understand the Azure portal and make a lot of those kind of interactions and patterns that you would see consistent. So you're not learning two different products. You're learning one Microsoft product.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't sound like you're going to work yourself out of a job, though, because there's always new things to do and new PowerShell scripts to write.
Oh, there's plenty more for us to do, definitely.
You're not worried about that.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a great problem to have. It's been quite successful, but then as people start to using it, they're like, oh, well, what about this? And have you added that? And we're like, yes, we know. There's a deep, dark pit of all the things that we could possibly add into Admin Center. So it's really a matter of, like we said, listening to our users and making sure that it makes sense to add into Windows Admin Center. Kind of step by step, piece by piece.
Right. And just take down that top 10 on a regular basis for us, and we'll probably all be happy.
Exactly.
Well, Haley, this is awesome stuff, and I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about it. Anything further, places people should be looking?
No, I mean, you can find everything about Windows Admin Center from that homepage. Right. So go check it out there. And then, you know, there's links out to, I mean, our documentation, our SDK is all housed there. So
excellent.
It's a great place to start.
One stop shop.
Yep.
Haley Rowland, thanks for coming on Run As Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And we'll talk to you next week on Run As Radio.